It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Time for our daily focus for today, and we have been joined and we will continue to be joined at this hour by missionary Sihle Sianagoa. I think I pronounced it correctly. She'll tell me if I'm wrong, but I think I did right. Sihle Sianagoa, who is our missionary teaching us about secular evangelism today. So we're going to find out. Sihle, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us again.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am very well. I did pronounce it correctly, right? Sihle Sianagoa?
Yes,
ah,
yes,
there you go.
Yes.
There you go. All right, we're talking secular evangelism today. Again, something that doesn't seem logical. If it's evangelism, it's not secular. If it's secular, it's not evangelism. But I'm sure there's a reason we're calling it secular evangelism. So what is it? What is secular evangelism?
Okay. This is an interesting one. So secular individuals, or what you may call postmodern individuals, are known to have, these are individuals that are known to have individual outlook on life. Yeah.
Are you okay, Sihle?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so secular evangelism, like I earlier stated, is, I would say secular individuals or postmodern individuals are known to have strong individualistic outlook on life. Yeah, these in most cases don't believe in the Bible, if I would say that.
Sihle, may I ask you to bring your phone closer to your mouth? I'm struggling. You sound like you're far, far away from your device. Kindly bring it closer to your mouth.
Okay, hello?
That's much better. Much better. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Please let me know if I switch off for So I was saying, for secular individuals, what are mostly called postmodern individuals. These are individuals that are known to have strong individualistic outlook on life, and in most cases don't believe in things like religious books or even the Bible. Instead, would rather embrace the belief in evolution, for example. And these people no longer embrace the Christian faith and the existence of God. And so the challenge we have is how to reach out to them and how to have them accept the gospel.
Is that secular evangelism?
Hello?
Is that secular evangelism, reaching out to those people?
So now, yes. So now you need to, in this case now, we are looking at evangelism in the secular context. How do we reach out to those people?
Okay. So yeah. What would differentiate ordinary evangelism from secular evangelism?
I would say that for ordinary evangelism, you may be dealing with people that, for example, maybe someone is maybe of a different faith. Okay, so at least they have some belief of a being, maybe, so to say. Yeah. Unlike in this case where it's maybe based on, we've got people who are like kind of atheists, yeah, and maybe based on value of reason or some humanism or scientific, yeah, more like evolution and stuff like that.
So would I be correct to say secular evangelism and general evangelism are similar, one of the same thing, so to speak?
Yes, you can actually say that.
Okay. So how do advocates of secular evangelism, well, or I don't know how to put it, their values, their reasoning, their scientific inquiry, their humanism, how do they think? Tell me about these people, people who are in the secular space.
Okay. These people, for example, one would, for a humanist, for example, a secular society is one way where you can have like different religious views, and it's taken neutral. You are neither here nor there, you know, like it's okay for me to believe that and it's okay for me not to believe that, or, you know, like, yeah, you know. And maybe another would be based on understanding, on reason, you know, science with regards to promoting value of reason. For example, promoting legal equality between people of different religions, you know, you can, yeah, like, it's okay for me to believe this and I don't have issues with that. And yeah, like, why are you making it a big fuss, you know? Yeah, so yeah, that's how I would explain it.
Okay, so in what ways is the emphasis on secular values distinct from religious evangelism?
Okay, so for the religious ones, there's one, there's a being, okay? You actually believe in a supreme being, okay? Unlike secular, there's no reference to any supreme being and no reference to any spiritual book, but secular values, not from any religious source. Yeah, so I think that's how I differentiate it.
Okay. So what specific issues or policies are often targeted by secular evangelists to maintain this separation?
Policies and I must have missed this one. Just ask again, just to, can I hear the question?
I'd love to know what the specific issues or policies that are often targeted by secular evangelists to maintain the separation between ordinary evangelism and secular evangelism.
Okay. What example would I give? For them, it's okay to think, there's no God that exists. There's no God that exists. And then when you bring in the issue of even their reasoning on probably maybe on homosexuality or something. But yeah, like, yeah, for them it's,
Okay. So these secular evangelists, how do they articulate and promote ethical and moral frameworks without relying on religious doctrines?
So for them, it's like you have the right to think what you want to think. It's up to you and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You have the right to your opinion, and no one should even fight that. So that's okay, you know. Unlike one who believes in God, there are things that you believe in. You believe certain things should be done in a certain way. You believe this is the right thing to do. And for them, it's like, there's nothing wrong with that, you know. It's only fair for me to accept the stance that you have taken, and I should not have issues. And you should live your life like that.
Final question, I'll let you go. How do secular evangelists advocate for religious freedom while emphasizing the importance of keeping religion separate from public policy?
Okay. I think the endeavor to probably promote, there's also the issue of just promoting freedom of conscience, really, I think. I think so. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Missionary Sitle Sianagoa. Appreciate your insights, your perspective. We'll talk tomorrow, continuing to talk to us about evangelism and the missionary work that she is involved in. It's 17 minutes after 2. This is Live with me, Naye Lupondwan.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.